So the words of the piyut, the first night of Slichos, highlight the fact that it is not just coincidental that Slichos begins on Matzah Shabbos. We know there are a lot of reasons that are given, different calculations, cheshbonus, 4 days of Slichos, and a minimum 4 days of Slichos, and you want to start dafka Matzah Shabbos, and start off on the right foot, everyone to get a lot of cheshbonus, but tachlis, bottom line is, and the Rishonim put into the Slichos itself, Matzah Menucha Kita Menucha Tchila. So I think it behooves us to get a little bit of a better understanding. What is it about Shabbos that almost is the prerequisite to the recitation of Slichos? That there's some messages, some Musar Haskel, some deeper meaning of Shabbos. Some of the messages of Shabbos can help us as we begin the period of Slichos. What exactly are those nekudas? What are those aspects of Shabbos that we're supposed to be focusing on, as we're, of course, on the first Matzoi Shabbos, at the very beginning of the Slicha season? So there is a very famous Rambam. It's a Rambam we've quoted probably countless times here, hopefully Metz Hashem, many, many more times to come. It's a Rambam Menuchas Tshuva. I feel free to quote it now because I don't think we're going to get to it this year in our Limud of Hilchos Tshuva. We're only up to the beginning of Perek Bey, so this Rambam is in Perek Gimel. But the Rambam tells us a little bit about what the role of Tekiah Shofar is supposed to be in terms of the Tshuva process. If I'm not mistaken, I think we just quoted in the Drasha not all that long ago. It's a Rambam that maybe you should read every day. At least every day this time of year. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Gimel Chadalet, even though the blowing of the shofar is a mitzvah that we don't ultimately understand, remez yeshbay, there's a hint in the midst of tkiya shofar, klomar, this is to say, uru uru yishayne mishenaschem, wake up, those who are sleeping, ve'akitzu nirdamim mitat maseichem, those who are slumbering should jump to attention, wake up. V'chipsu v'maseichem, and search your deeds, v'chezu b'tshuva, to return in tshuva v'zichu barachem, and to remember your Creator. That's the Rambam's introduction to the role that Tekiah Shofar has as part of the tshuva process. Again, this Rambam is not found in Hilchos Shofar. Hilchos Shofar, the Rambam tells you, the tkiyas and the truas and the shvarms, all the lumdas of today's Shia, that's what appears in Hilchos Shofar. In Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam tells you the remez yesh by the hint, the metaphor, that imagery of Tekiah Shofar being a call to awaken oneself. So if you would stop and read the Rambam just at this point, you would think, wow, the Rambam's talking to some real, real Rishoyim. The Rambam's telling a guy, a week before Shoshana, Rosh Hashanah's coming, Tekiah Shofar's going to come, you Reitzeach, you Avir Benizora, you Michal Shas Fahesia, you guy, you better wake up before it's too late. That's what you would think the Rambam was about to talk about. And you always give yourself a little pat on the back. Baruch Hashem, this is one of the many Rambams not speaking to me. A person could read every Rambam in Chashuv and say it's not speaking to him. This Rambam doesn't talk to me. I'm awake. I'm not awake. I'm a little tired. Matzah Shabbos, 12:30. Okay, I'm pretty awake in my life. I come to shul, I learn Daf Yomi. I'm a pretty awake guy. Comes around and says, let me describe to you who I'm talking to. So listen to the Rambam. Eilu, hashoichim es ha-emes, bahavle hazman, v'shoigim kol, shenosam behevo varik, asher lo yoev v'lo yatzil. Says the Rambam, I'm not talking about Balei Aveira, I'm not talking about Rishoyim, I'm not talking about Mumrim, that's why I curse him. I'm talking about the following people, people who forget the truth. Hashoichim is emes. They forget the truth. What causes them to forget the truth? Bahavle hazman, because they get so bogged down in hevel, in the emptiness and the nothingness of the time, and they spend kol shenasim all the entire year since last Rosh Hashanah, behevel varik, in emptiness and worthlessness. That's what Ram's talking to. And we have to start shaking a little bit, And about you, the Ram's talking to me. The Rambam's talking to many of us. The Rambam's talking about people who just forget. That's what Tekiah Shofar is for. Whether Tekiah Shofar is going to wake up the person who's the Michal Shabbos and the Ritzeh, I can't tell you. But the goal of Tekiah Shofar is to wake up the person who's the Shechech as the Emes Bahavli Hezman. So I want to be Medayik in this Rambam, like you're Medayik in a Pasuk Chumash. Hashoychim es ha'emes ba'avli hazman. I want to see how many different nuances are found in these words of the Rambam. Just this half a phrase. Hashoychim es ha'emes ba'avli hazman. There's a sheicheach here. There's an act of shicho here. There's a forgetfulness that's taking place. There's a hevel. There's a nothingness. And there's man. And there's time. And I want to try to understand the significance of this phrase, what the Rambam perhaps had in mind, in between the words, between the lines, Meshach is the Emes Mavli Yisman. And I think that Shabbos is the perfect model for us to focus on these three different dimensions of what Kishof is supposed to accomplish. Shecheach. Kishof is the antidote for Shichecha, for forgetfulness. Forgetfulness, that's exactly what Shabbos is all about. That's the essence of the Mitzvah of Shabbos. The Torah Kedosha puts the word, the introduction to the whole mitzvah of Shabbos, the Zohar, is Zechira. Shabbos teaches us how to remember things. Shichecha is how we forget. Shabbos teaches us the lesson of how to remember. The question is, how do we do that? How does a person remember? What's the Koach Shabbos? What message, what Musa Haskel does Shabbos have in terms of the Koach HaZechira that could perhaps be very helpful for us as we're about to approach the period where we're trying to overcome the Shichecha HaEmes Ba'avli Hazman? So those who were with us this morning in the Shia, the pre-Shachar Shia, we were discussing this halacha this morning. We were discussing the mitzvah of Kiddush, Zochas Shem Shabbos L'Katshah, and we highlighted a very strange halacha about the mitzvah of Kiddush, that Kiddush need not be recited on Shabbos proper. Kiddush can be recited before Shabbos begins. Proof positive, when we come for Shabbos early, in the summertime, many of us, with the early minyan, we come home, we make Kiddush. It's not says kichavim, it's not shkia, the people at the late minyan, they're still getting out of their cars from work, and yet, I'm in Kiddush. So, question we asked this morning in a lumbish vantage point, how does that happen? How can I make Kiddush if it's not yet Shabbos? So, there are different answers in lumbish, not for now. I want to focus on the Rambam's answer, Rambam Shittosa. The Rambam of Shabbos says, you know what the answer is? The answer is that the mitzvah of Zechira is such that Zechira doesn't have to be done on Shabbos proper, because what Zechira means is B'shas K'nisasov. Zechira means that you have to remember as Shabbos is beginning, but not loved off after it started. You could preempt it. You can jump ahead. It's not yet Shabbos, but for Zechira purposes, you could be Zeicha something, even though the Zman hasn't come yet. That's also called a Zechira. Many of us take the approach to the Yom Narayim, is that, why rush? What? Look, we have almost three full weeks of Selichas ahead of us. Rosh Hashanah is not for, between you and me, I don't care what the rabbis drush, Rosh Hashanah is not for another week plus. Yom Kippur is we're almost a month away. I mean, it ain't him. Yom Kippur is a good couple of weeks away. Plenty of time. That's what Zechira tells us. Zechira tells us, Zechira b'chnisasai. Zechira is a mindset. Zechira means, don't wait for the last minute. We know that the things that we tend to procrastinate in life are the things that end up not getting done. If a person wants to get something done, don't be the fool who waits till to that last split second. Prepare in advance. Think about it. Remember it. Before the Yom HaDin comes. And perhaps that's the reason why Selichos begins well before Rosh Hashanah. 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, 7 days, many days. You don't start Selichos on Erev Rosh Hashanah. It will be gewaldig. You can sleep late the whole week. Come to Erev Rosh Hashanah. Right? Too late. Zechariah b'chnisasai tells us that you have to begin the Zechira process. If Rosh Hashanah is going to be meaningful, you have to start now. You have 8-9 days now, not tomorrow, not next week, not 3.5 weeks from now. Now, Zechariah b'chnisasai. The mitzvah of Zochus Yom Shabbos Lekacho also highlights two different types of Zechira. It's a theme we've spoken about many times, that there are almost two different dimensions of the mitzvah of Zochus Yom Shabbos Lekacho. There's the mitzvah that we perform on Shabbos, with a beautiful, wonderful ceremony, we make kiddush, pick up a cup of wine, kids sitting around the table, shalom aleichem, it's a beautiful, wonderful, led to a beautiful suit, gavaldik. It's the highlight of the week. Zoch Hashem Shabbos Lekatcha. And then, there's a little bit of a different type of Zoch Hashem Shabbos Lekatcha. Every morning, the Shir Shal Yom, we're 1 foot out the door, those are the good days, 2 feet out the door when there's a little David coming also, means we're on the move. And yet, somehow, in the deep recesses of our mind, we acknowledge the fact that today's not Tuesday, it's Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos. What is Zoch Hashem B'Shabbos Lekatcha? Is Zoch Hashem B'Shabbos Lekatcha a mitzvah that you do with a tataram, with an excitement, with a geshmak, with a table set, with a cup of wine? Or is Zoch Hashem B'Shabbos Lekatcha something you do almost on the run? And the answer is both. That there are two parts of Zechira. When if you want to remember something, so you have to, on the one hand, make a real moment out of it. You have to make something important. You have to make a celebration. You have to make an anniversary. Once a week you make an anniversary to celebrate the creation of Shemayim V'aretz. But it's not enough just to have a celebration from week to week, from month to month, from year to year. You need constant reinforcement. That's how our memories work. It's not enough just to have a little bit of reinforcement every day without the Tataram, without the Big Bang once in a while. It would not be sufficient Zohar just to say Shir Shayom and never to make Kiddush. And the other way also wouldn't work. And the same is true when it comes to Hashach Mas Emes Bavli Azman. What's our attitude towards Havli Azman? What's our approach? What's our defense against the Shichas HaEmes Bavli Azman? It's a twofold approach. We make a big Tataram. We make a total to-do. We dedicate 2.5+ weeks of our life, a significant part of the year, to the period which begins with Slichas, going through Aseres Metshuva, culminating with Yom Kippur, want to make it to Lashon Hara, whatever day you think the end of the Kapara season is. We spend a good chunk of time with intense zechira. There's no way for a person from now on, from now until Matzah Yom Kippur, not to have first and foremost in his mind that these are Yemei Adin, these are Yemei Rachamim, these are special days. This is an experience. This is something that takes up everything. Your entire schedule revolves around it. Your davening revolves around it. Your learning revolves around it. Everything is different for the next 3 weeks. That's one type of zechira. You know what? That zechira of a se'emes doesn't end when the shofar blows in Mitzvah Yom Kippur. That zechira, that understanding, that cognizant of the significance of a person's life must continue the rest of the year. Albeit it's true, we can't have slichas the whole year long, and we can't have the Rosh Hashanah the whole year long, and we can't have Yemei Adin the whole year. True. But for a person to think that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is just, we're going to really give it all we got for the next 2+ weeks, and then those people who breathe the sigh of relief, but say Yom Kippur, well, Baruch Hashem, we're not here for another 11.5 months. That can't be us. That's like the person who makes Kiddush and never says Shir Shoyim. If we don't reinforce the lessons of the next 3 weeks, they will be lost in space and lost in time. So the Avodas Hayom of the next several weeks is to give us this push, to give us this charge, to give us this zechira, like the Shabbos meal, to be followed up in small increments throughout the course of our lives, throughout the course of the year, with little zechiras. Little ways of reminding ourselves, what is Shichas HaEmes? What is Zechiras HaEmes? So Kiddush, Shabbos, teaches us two important lessons about how to be zecher, how to get ready for this period of time. It teaches us the significance. You don't wait. You don't wait till the last second. You don't even wait till the Tzvam Shabbos to make Kiddush. You can make Shabbos. You can jump the gun before Shabbos starts. You can start Shuvah, believe it or not, before Seir Simit Shuvah. It's okay. Yesh l'hakol b'shas l'chach. There's no about Taisif and Shuvah in the next couple of days. And it teaches us what it means to be zecher in terms of the Big Bang experience and in terms of the small increments along the way. Then the Rambam told us, what is it that people forget? Shochim Esa Emes Bahavle Hazman. They get bogged down in Hevel. Hevel is a hard word to define. Shlomo Melch says it a lot of times in Kehelas, but we're not quite sure exactly what it means. Usually translated, you know, emptiness, nothingness, almost like a vacuum is Hevel. Something should be there, and yet there's nothing there. It's Hevel Havala Mamakaela. You think is important, and it's really nothing. It's just the dreams. It's smoke and mirrors. There's nothing really there. That's what Hevel is. I think there's another word that also describes the notion of Hevel. A notion of emptiness, of nothingness, of a vacuum. And that's the word Chol. We speak about Shabbos being the contrast of being Kodesh Chol. What does Chol mean? Mepharshim explained chol, like the English word, chol, the chalal. Chalal means it's empty. There's something lacking. What it means to be mechalel something means there should be kedusha here, and there should be something present, and you're treating this item, or this time, or this entity, as a nothing. That's what Chil Shabbos means. Chil Shabbos means, Shabbos is Kadosh. You go ahead, and rather than treating it as Kadosh, you're treating it as a vacuum. You're treating it as it doesn't exist, as if it's a nothing. Hashachim is Emes Bahavli Hazman means that people take things which are intrinsically nothing, which there's nothing to it. It's emptiness. And it becomes so important in our eyes, in our hearts, and all of a sudden, it takes up everything. All our koichas. How many times all of us, Levi Demar's Navsho, how many times do we get so riled up, so worked up about something that's mamish, it's hevel havolim, ki gam ze hevel v'ruz ruach. So it's like the wind. It's just, it's here today, gone tomorrow. How much of our energy is spent on the Hevel HaVolim? Shabbos tells us how much of our life is spent on the Dvarim Shel Chol. How much of our energy is wasted on things which have nothing to them. The antidote to Shachar Mis'emes Bavli Hazman is to try to find some substance. Try to find something that's of meaning. Try to find something that lasts. Shabbos teaches us what it means to be the antithesis of Shochem is the Emes Behavle Hezman. And ultimately, Hevel, usually the litmus test, whether something is Hevel or not, is the next word is Zman. Something that's temporary, something that really doesn't mean all that much. I remember I read this trick somewhere, I think it's true. Ask yourself, next time you get upset about something, next time you get into an argument with somebody, next time you get all riled up about something, just ask yourself the following question. Will I be as upset about this in 1 year from now? Just ask that question. Is it something that I'm going to be sitting and seething over for an entire year, and in a year from now it's also going to be important to me? If the answer to the question is no, that it doesn't really matter to you in a year from now, then guess what? It shouldn't matter to you now either. And just in case the answer to that question is yes, yeah, this is something, this is going to be bothering me for a long, long time. Ask yourselves, just put yourself into one mindset. You're about to begin the Ilah, and just ask yourself the question, I'm going to the Ilah, I'm going to the Kisah, this is it. Everything rests upon the next hour of my tefillos. Is this something that now is so bothering me, but it's the person who was blocking me on the one-way street in the basic forest this morning, whatever it was, is it worth it to think about your Ilah? Is it worth it to be riled up about during the Ilah? If the answer to the question is no, then it's not worth it to be riled up now as well. Our standards, in theory, we should dream big. Our standards should be Ne'ilah. Our standards should be Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur should set the tone for what's important for us, what's not important for us. I'll end with a very, very quick story. One half a minute story. Comes from the same book, the same Reb Chaim book I've been reading. I'm reading it every day during lunch. One more little quip from it. At the Brisker Rav, he was told he had to take walks for his health. So he used to take a walk every day. So it's Yom Kippur night, after Kol Nidre. So he told one of the Talmidim he's going to go take a walk after davening on Yom Kippur night. So he saw Talmidim, one of his sons, and was like, a little like taken aback. The Brisker Rav said, so walking Shvatir into town on Yom Kippur night. So the Brisker Rav realized that the Talmud, the son, whoever it was, felt a little uncomfortable. So he said to him something so powerful. Brisker Rav responded and said, if it's appropriate to be walking for my health, for whatever reason, if it's appropriate to be walking the rest of the year, then it's appropriate to be doing on Yom Kippur night. And if it's not appropriate for Yom Kippur night, then it's not appropriate for any other night of the year either. That's what it means. It's not. If it's important for the Zman of Yom Kippur, then it's important for the rest of the year. If it's not so important, then in fact, it's not so important. Rabbi Yisai, Motzoi Menucha Kedem Nucha Tchila, Shach is Emes Mavli Hazman, Kishof is around the corner, Slichas are about to begin, Yom Neroim, season is upon us, It's time to take these words, all of us, hopefully take these words to heart.